YouTube, and good morning on Facebook. Today is Friday, the 9th of August, 2019. Thou art all fair, my love, there is no spot in thee. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, there is no soundness in it. Hello, Steve Fisher. Welcome aboard this morning. There is no soundness in it but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been clothed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. We are all as an unclean thing, and all are unrighteous. All our righteousness are as filthy rags. I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Isaiah 1, 5 and 6, Isaiah 64, 6. Ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. The King's daughter is all glorious within, perfect through my comeliness, which I had put upon thee, saith the Lord God. Let the beauty of the Lord God, our God, be upon us. These are they which have been washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. A glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but holy and without blemish, ye are complete in him. Psalm 45:13, Ezekiel 16:14, Psalm 90:17, Revelation 17:14, Ephesians 5:27, and Colossians 2:10. When we speak of the whole depravity of man, total depravity, we're speaking of what the prophet Isaiah is speaking of here, when he says the whole head is sick and the whole heart faint, from the sole of the foot even unto the head there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. That's total depravity. But I'm glad that it doesn't stop with our total depravity. I'm glad it goes on. Ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. The King's daughter is all perfect, though my comeliness, perfect through my comeliness, which I put upon thee, saith the Lord God. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. These are they which have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. A glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but holy and without blame, ye are complete in him. Well, that's great comfort to us, is it not? To know that God has finished the work that he came to do, and we do not have to be reliant upon our works. We don't have to be reliant upon what we do. We trust in what God has already accomplished. What awesome, wonderful, magnificent grace God has bestowed upon us. We're dead in our trespasses and sin. To choose us before creation of the world, before our life would ever begin. To be adopted into his family from the beginning and to the very end. How can our tongues describe this marvelous thing he did for you and me? To send his son to die and redeem us for eternity. by shedding his precious blood on the cruel and rugged tree and paid the greatest ransom possible to set our souls free. Amazing grace, amazing love, so merciful to you and me who deserve to die an eternal death and experience awful suffering and hell. But God gave his only Son, and now we sing thanks to Calvary, and with our souls all things are well. A million years from now, we will still be praising him for delivering us from death and the bondage of sin. All glory to the Lamb who bled and died for you and me. Our praises will ring out for all eternity. Well, great. That's a great thought, isn't it? I want to read the greatest family reunion ever. I can see him now and I'm ready to, Christ splitting the eastern sky with his arms outstretched and the clouds so blue, saying, "Welcome home, my child, this reunion is for you." I can see him now and hear him say, "Today I remove all your scars and pain away. There will be no more vicious attacks on your soul. Welcome home, my child, you're now eternally whole." I can see him now with all that love, ushering me into the family above. They smile and welcome me with their open arms, and I can now see the beauty of my Savior's charms. I can see him seated on his throne, announcing to heaven, "Larry's now home." They are worshiping and praising Christ in his holy name, and at this family reunion I hear them proclaim, "All glory and honor we give to the Son, who is the one worthy, his family, he is one. Each of us to God by his death on the cross. The marriage supper of the Lamb came with the greatest cost." I can now see him smiling not only at me, but delighted with his whole family. With the sacrifice he paid for them on the tree, this family reunion will last for eternity. What a contrast this is. Earth, where pride, sin, and sorrow are birthed. I can hear him now saying, "Larry, never again, because you're forever with me and my Father in heaven." I'm looking forward to that family reunion. Not social clubs down here. Not being a member of the Flat Earth Society. Not being a member of some social club, but I'm looking forward to that heavenly reunion in the sky. Amen. That's going to be a wonderful day when we're no longer plagued by sin, by the flesh, and I'm going to read this one. "Is there not a balm in Gilead for the heart that is oppressed? Is there not a holy comforter that will give his people rest? Is there not a heavenly breeze that will come from above to cool the favored brow of one bent so very low? Is there not a bleeding lamb that has all our sorrows took? Is there not a faithful shepherd who gathers his wayward lambs? Is there not refreshing water sent from the great I Am?" Yes, there is a balm in Gilead, and the heavenly breeze will blow to cool the fevered brow of the lamb that's been so low. Yes, there is a faithful shepherd, and his refreshing waters will flow to the discouraged soul. Well, you know, I'm thankful for truth. Truth can be found in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know? And I want to read this, "Trials of God's Elect." Have you ever had a trial so big and difficult? Wake up and smell the coffee. That it felt like to you it was a personal assault, and you could find no relief, it was pressing in so hard that you were considering just throwing in the cards. The trial had gone on with no relief. It was as if you'd been fried in a skillet of hot grease. If the burner was turned down, you might endure, but instead it was getting hotter and hotter for sure. What is the answer to this bitter fate? Should we get all angry and be filled with rage and hate? Or should we escape into an isolated cocoon and stay there at morning, evening, and noon? The answer is to listen to the rock. He always cares for his precious flock. His name is Jesus Christ, the living Son of God. The only answer is in this veil of tears we trod. He is the hope for us when we are weary, cheery, and blue. He cares. He understands. He'll make a way for you. He knows his people's hearts, their strains and tribulations. That's why he's given us eternal salvation. So when we get so low, our faith seems to be shaking, we to our Lord should all our problems be taking. He will sustain us and hold us up, for he has drank from the most bitter cup, the cup of God's wrath poured out upon him when he was without even one sin. He bore our sins upon the cruel tree so that we would live with him eternally. What are friends for? What are friends for? This is interesting, especially with, you know, people say, how many friends do you have on Facebook? I've often said, I think Facebook shows me as having like 5,000 friends, but I could probably name them all on maybe 10 out of 5,000 true friends. Because you and I may be friends, shouldn't that be where the honesty begins? Or should I change my doctrine to suit your cup of tea? This is very apropos for what's going right on in my life right now. And you change yours so that it suits me. I think not, my friend. Let's tell the truth. And if it's offensive or considered uncouth, then give me your side of the picture as well, and you might change your mind if the Word of God tells, and I might change mine as well. But don't think I'm going to change my doctrine for you just because we are friends. To mine own conscience, I must be true, but you might say, Larry, nobody agrees with you. Well, Noah survived the flood, and his neighbors drowned. The fact is, Jesus Christ is the one who made all things new. Well, I want to just encourage you all this morning, if you're going through a difficult time in your life, know that God underneath you are the everlasting arms of God. He's always there. You know, he's there to hold us up, to sustain us, to give us his sustaining grace. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. Not on infant baptism, not on Calvin's Institutes or Calvin's commentary, not on John Gill, not on Martin Luther, but on Christ. There are many things that I don't understand, but this one thing I do know. I know Christ, who has the world in the palm of his hand. I may not know much about physics or chemistry. I may not know much about electronics or electricity, but I know the one who stills the wind and calms the sea. I may not know Hebrew or Greek or quadratic equations, but I know the one who gave me eternal salvation. I may not know important people or celebrities, but I know the one who created them all, as well as you and me. I may not know electronics or how to get wealth, but I do know the one who grants spiritual health. Welcome aboard, Rajan Sam. I may not know false science and heliocentricity, but I do know the one who shed his blood on Calvary for me. I may not know Latin, French, or Portuguese, but I do know the one who made the stars and the trees. I may not know medicine, herbs, and plants, but I do know the one to me who forgiveness brings. So if you think you are wise in all worldly things, only Christ can bring knowledge the world cannot bring. Oh, well, I hope you have a blessed day today, this Friday, and have a good weekend. May the good Lord be with you is my prayer. And I will pray for you, Rajan, Sam, during this difficult time you're going through. God bless.